Kowalski's joining us from Boston this morning. We want to thank everyone who's been taking part throughout the day here in our media day proceedings. We're about halfway through on the men's side, and then we will move to the women's side at about 1 o'clock. Joined now by the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen, Masai Troutman. Guys, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having us, Miles. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, Bill, going into this new year and just being a couple weeks out, what has been the message and the focus with the program?
You know, just trying to get 1% better each and every day. You know, go in the gym, trust the process, get in there, put in the work, and know that, you know, if you do that, you know, it gives you the best chance for positive results, and not be results driven, but more process driven. And, you know, no one has done that to a higher level than Masai Troutman for us. He gets in the gym each and every day, multiple times a day. He hasn't wavered. He's got a tremendous competitive spirit. He wants to be a great player. He wants to be a great leader. And I couldn't be more excited to see what he has to show the world this season.
You know, Masai, for you, just to focus on elevating your game, taking that next step, and you get the preseason recognition from the coaches, and now you go out there and you start playing another team and scrimmages over the next couple of weeks and start your season. What is the thing that you have worked on in your game the most in the offseason?
All season on the court, I've been working on my 3-point, just being more consistent. Shot 36% last year, which is a big jump from freshman year. Just working on that 3-pointer, getting my ball handling right, and also being more of a vocal guy. I used to not talk with my guys now, but now this offseason, trying to make a big jump, trying to just be that vocal leader now and also be an example on the court too.
Going to go to questions here. Start with Jordan.
Yeah. Question for Coach Cohen. You have a guy like Chris Gordy, who's been a big part of your team the past few years, two parts. How does that kind of change your system for this season? What does that open up for other people on the team?
Yeah, you know, Chris was a tremendous young man. He was a pleasure to coach. Loved his competitive spirit. You know, he brought it each and every day in practice and every game. And we're going to miss him. But like you said, it gives opportunity for guys like Masai to step into leadership role. Changes a little bit of our offensive scheme on, you know, who we play through and, you know, who we're going to put the ball in whose hands at certain times of the game. And that's been a little bit of an adjustment for our team, and we're working through that in the preseason. But it's also an exciting time because there's opportunity for everybody to rise to the occasion and fill the void that you know Chris left and Lucas Sakota from last year's team.
Gonna go next to Trevor Haas.
Hey Bill, how you doing?
Good, Trevor. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right,
a lot of experience. You know, last year you had some young guys stepping into key roles. Now they're a year older, a year wiser. Just yep. How beneficial is that, and how much have they taken a jump from A to B this year?
Yeah, I think our our returners are all on a great trajectory. They're kind of leading the charge, and I think you know most of the preseason polls you get picked because of the guys you have returning. But I really think the conference tournament or the conference play is going to be decided by, you know, the unknown factors, the new additions. And we got five new guys that have come to the table, great teammates, really hardworking, and they're all going to contribute in a variety of ways and help this veteran group, you know, achieve their goals.
Next to Jerry.
I'm sorry about that. Morning, Bill. Good to
hey,
see you.
Jerry, how are you?
Good. I just kind of want to ask you what kind of impact Matt Jennings had on you guys the last few months, and what's it like for you, you know, have one of your best players back with you,
yeah,
you know, 15, after a 15-year professional career?
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry. Yeah. A couple things. I'm kind of wishing he still's got a very, very youthful look about him. I was hoping we could sneak him into a couple of games if I gave him a jersey. No, but Matt was a tremendous player for us here. One of my very first recruits in my rookie year. And CAA All Rookie of the Year. He was multiple time first team All Conference guy. Ended up being the fourth all-time leading scorer here in Northeastern, and he's going into the Northeastern Hall of Fame this fall. So he played 13 years professionally, made it all the way up to the highest level. And when you have a guy like that, that's so humble and such a good teacher, and then with that vast experience, when he gets on the court, the guys listen, and he can jump in drills. He can show them exactly how things should be done, and he brings a perspective that is going to be invaluable, in our journey this year. He's already made, tremendous strides, helping our guys in player development and on court stuff, but also teaching them how to be a pro and how to have a professional mindset about going about their business. And as we all know, that's the learning curve that players have to go through, and he's accelerated that in our with our bunch.
Thanks so much.
Forever, ever.
This one's for both Coach and Masai. You've got an incredible trio. I got a chance to see you guys play last year with Harold Masai and Rashad. Just talk about how that trio is going to be really important to your success this year as one of the most talented trios in the entire conference.
Yeah, well,
First.
those three guys, many years ago when they were coming in, we made a commitment to them as freshmen, and to make sure they got playing time, because experience is the best teacher. And they got out there, and not without consequences. So, but I think that investment, is paying dividends right now. They understand what it takes to win now. They're hungry and humble. They want to be good. They want to be elite teammates. They're all competitive guys, and I'm excited for them to lay the groundwork for the program, and also have the newcomers kind of add to that mix a little bit and give us a little bit more of a dynamic lineup going forward.
Yeah, just piggybacking off Coach, like throughout the years, just game after game, just the experience has piled up over us. So this year, we're just at like big expectations. We talk about it in our little group chat and stuff. We just want to like make something happen. Like Coach, we got the trust from him. We believe in him too. So we believe the sky's the limit for us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Brian, last one.
Bill, good morning. For many years, y'all were kind of ahead of the curve with shutting down opponents behind the 3-point arc, and
Yep.
also hitting a bunch yourselves. I know that has slipped a little bit here in recent seasons.
Yep.
How much of an emphasis has that been for you and your staff, like going through the summer now and trying to kind of build a defense for this season?
Yeah, I think you hit on it exactly right, Brian. You've seen this league a lot, and it's always been one of the best 3-point shooting leagues in the country. And so you're gonna have to defend that line if you want to have a chance to win in conference play. And that's been a focus of what we've done. It's hard to tell sometimes, if you have a turnover problem or you have a defensive problem, but it's a combination of the two. I mean, I think offensively, we certainly want to cut down on our turnovers, and defensively, we want to guard the line. And those have been, huge focuses for us, throughout the summer and the preseason.
How would you, I mean,
Sure, go ahead,
obviously
Brian.
losing Chris is a big part of your interior defense. I mean, how would you feel like your interior defense shapes up, at this time of the year?
Yeah, we have some new additions that'll help us there. As I mentioned, we got Sam Thompson from Colgate, who's done a lot of winning in his career. He won two prep school championships up here at Brooks, and he's won four Patriot League championships. So, he knows what winning's about. He's been a great leader in the locker room. Uri Fritz, who played up at Canisius, is in his junior year, and I think you'll see the best version of him. He started playing basketball a little later, and he's de developing day by day. And then we have Colin Metcalf, and Alex Waga, both who are been in the program and know and can help, shore up our front court. So we're excited about what those guys can do.
Thank you.
Bill, Masai, thank you for joining us this morning. Wishing you the best of luck in the upcoming season.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.